Sonny, you were wonderful. Oh, hasn't it been a marvelous vacation, dear?
Yes, I hate the thought of leaving San Diego.
Hey, look, the plane's here. Boy, that's the first thing I'm going to do when I get old. Join the Navy. Hey, look. He's going to Mr. Wilson's bungalow.
That must be the nephew John told us about.
Yeah, that's who it is. I'm going over and meet him.
Oh, no, you're not. Not until you've had a shower and changed your clothes, young man.
I'm clean, Mom. I've been in the pool 6 times this morning.
You can't go in there dripping wet, son.
Why not? Mr. Wilson's nephew's in the Navy. He's used to water.
Come down to the base, Aunt Eloise. It's Visitor's Day. You'll see a lot of action.
We'd like to, Ted, but we have to get ready to start home tomorrow morning.
So Stubby Stone is your boss. I can't get over my old shipmate being in command of boot camp here.
You want to call and put in a good word for me, Uncle John? I graduate next week. I hope.
Were you and Ted's boss in the war together, Mr. Wilson?
With both feet, we were buddies. I remember when our destroyer was blown up.
Blown up?
Now, John, let's not fight the war all over again.
Well, I'm afraid I have to leave anyhow.
Jeepers, do you have to go already?
I'm afraid so, Dennis. You see, I got special permission to come see Uncle John and Aunt Eloise. Chief Petty Officer Bundy let me drive out in his truck while he stopped in town, and I have to get back.
Say, our car is down in the garage being serviced, and I promised Dennis he could go with me to pick it up. You can drop us off.
Boy, riding in a Navy truck will be neat.
Well, I'd like to, Uncle John, but it's against regulations to haul civilians.
You mean after Mr. Wilson fought the war for the Navy? They won't even give him a lift downtown?
Well, it's strictly against regulations, Dennis. Chief Bundy wouldn't stand for it.
Oh, nonsense, my boy.
Well, gosh, Uncle John, I've got a lot of demerits already. And if Chief Bundy gives me one more...
Now, John, you shouldn't insist on Ted breaking a rule.
Now, what's the harm when I'm an old buddy of the base commander? Now, you're not going to be chicken, are you, Ted? Who ever heard of a Navy man being chicken? Come on now, let's go.
Come on, Dennis. Goodbye, Eloise. Open the door. Come on, let's go. I want to get in that truck.
Why, Mr. Wilson?
This is a very important day for me, Lieutenant. And for the entire Naval Training Center.
I know, sir. This is probably the biggest Visitor's Day demonstration the Navy's ever had.
That's right. By the way, did Chief Bundy get back yet with that underwater demolition expert from the UDT base?
Not yet, sir. He may have been held up. They're sending over their top man, and they've been pretty busy with trainees.
Well, I'm glad they're sending us their top man. What's his name?
Baker, I believe, sir.
Baker. Now, this man, Baker, will dive from the Trepang submarine, located about here, and will detonate the depth charge located about here. The explosion will simulate an enemy air attack at precisely 1500. That will signal the start for the entire First Fleet.
I'm sure the visitors all around the harbor will get a big boot out of it, sir.
And everything starts right here at the Naval Training Center.
The garage is just a couple of blocks down the street. You see, it was perfectly safe to let us hitch a ride.
Hey, isn't that some kind of a naval officer down the street?
Holy smoke, it's Chief Bundy! Well, he's supposed to be over on...
Well, stop the truck and we'll hop out.
No, he'd see us.
Well, then I'll explain to him that...
Uncle John, I can't afford another demerit. Quick, get in the rear, and when I stop to pick him up, slip out the back.
Oh, but Ted...
You've got to do it, Uncle John. If I'm cut, I might not even graduate. Hurry.
Okay.
Oh, great day.
Oh, this is silly, but I suppose we'll have to humor Ted.
Well, gee, Mr. Wilson, we sure don't want Ted to miss getting graduated, do we?
Okay, let's go.
Oh, just a second, Chief. I killed the engine.
I can't get it open.
What are you looking for, sailor? Get going.
Well, I don't want to pull out in traffic and hit a car.
Well, you don't have to sit and wait for one. Now get going.
Yes, sir.
Boy, this will be bad for Ted if they find us in this truck, huh, Mr. Wilson?
Well, maybe they'll stop again.
But we can't get these doors open. Besides, what if they don't stop again?
Well, we'll end up at the naval... Oh, good heavens.
What are we going to do?
Well, I better get ready, just in case.
Ready for what?
Well, if we wind up at the naval base, they're going to unload all of this stuff. But with these on, I'll be just another sailor helping them unload.
What about me?
Well, I'll get you off when nobody's looking. If anybody says anything, you're just a little kid looking around. You can say that you're a friend of a friend of the captain's.
Form a detail and put Baker's gear in the barracks with all the other stuff.
Aye, aye, sir. You just go along, sir. I'll take care of everything.
I'll go along when the job is finished, Wilson. Now get this thing unloaded.
Aye, aye, sir. Listen, you guys, come here. Got to help me out of a jam. My uncle and a kid are inside, and Chief Bundy doesn't know it. And we've got to hide them till we can figure a way to smuggle them off the base.
Man, you're asking for trouble.
I know.
I stopped to pick up Baker, but the commander at UDT said he's out working with the trainees and they'll have to send him over a little later. But I did pick up his gear.
Chief Bundy, I wanted that man Baker over here an hour ago.
Uncle John, it's the only way.
Nonsense. He's still talking on the phone.
All right, back there. What's hauling you guys up?
Hey, just a darn minute. What do you think you're doing?
All right, let's get this stuff moving.
This is the most ridiculous.
But Chief Bundy was right there. He would have seen you.
Nonsense. I'd have grabbed some blankets. He wouldn't have known the difference.
But he might have. You're too old to look like a recruit, Uncle John. Besides, you've got a mustache.
Well, I'd have told him I'm from some other outfit. You know, the old double talk. You forget that I was in the Navy once myself. Now, don't you worry. I'm not going to let you down, my boy. I got you into this. I'll get you out of it.
Lieutenant Alden's coming. Holy mackerel. Now you'll have to do some double talk. Attention on deck!
At ease. I came down here to... I've seen boots go through some pretty rough times, but I've never seen one age as fast as you have.
Oh, I'm not a boot, sir.
You're not? Then who are you?
Who am I? Who am I? H. Baker, sir.
Oh, well, you finally got here, Baker. Report to the captain immediately.
Aye, aye, sir.
The rest of you men are assigned to the captain's special detail. Report to Chief Bundy.
Aye, aye, sir.
Carry on.
Now, you've done it, Uncle John. Why did you have to use Baker's name?
Because it was the first thing I thought of, that's why.
Baker. That's just great.
Who is this Baker, anyhow?
He's a demolition expert, that's who.
Oh.
Yes, and he'll be here any minute.
Well, don't worry. I'll think of something.
I hope you do, Uncle John.
Hey, Mr. Wilson. While I was in there, I've been thinking. Since you're such a good old buddy of the captain's, why don't you just go to him and explain everything?
Well, Dennis, it's true that during most of the war, Stubby Stone and I were buddies, but that all changed when he was nearly cooked by cannibals.
Cannibals? Gosh!
Yes. Well, it's a long story, but we were near an unexplored island, and the captain was calling for volunteers for a landing party. And, well, I was behind Stubby, and I kind of pushed him. And, well, it developed that the island was inhabited by cannibals, and poor Stubby very nearly didn't get back to the ship. And it would be just like Stubby Stone to hold a grudge against me just for a little thing like that.
Boy, it sure looks like we'll have to keep away from the captain. You can't be Mr. Wilson, and you can't be Baker.
Let that be a lesson to you, Dennis. Never represent yourself as someone you are not.
I didn't, Mr. Wilson. You did. You saved Ted from getting into trouble.
Well, I felt obligated. Well, let's get my clothes out of the truck and get on home. Oh, no, they've taken it away. This is the most awful day of my life.
Well, I can look for him, Mr. Wilson, on account of I'm just a little kid. And all I have to say is, I'm a friend of a friend of the captain's.
All right, Dennis, you do that. But hurry. I'll wait here for you.
Are you sure you're all right?
Sure, I'm sure. I'm having a ball. You ought to see the neat drilling. Boy, the Navy is the greatest.
Mr. Wilson isn't in any real trouble, is he, Dennis?
Nah, they think he's a demolition expert. But good old Mr. Wilson's okay as long as they don't find him. I gotta go now and help him find his clothes.
His clothes?
Yeah, he lost them. Bye.
John couldn't possibly be running around the Navy base with no clothes on, could he? Well, Eloise, I didn't get a very clear picture of what was going on from Dennis, but I think we'd better try to find Henry.
Hey, you! That stupid employment agency said you'd be here an hour ago. Now, come on, get in there.
Oh, wait a minute. There's some mistake.
Yeah, well, you look like a mistake. I told him to send me a waiter.
A waiter? Oh, I'm not what you think I... I'm not experienced.
Well, you'll get experience. Come on, I got no time to wait.
Oh, there'll be thousands of vantage points all around the harbor, Commander.
It's going to be quite a show, Captain.
Navy's on the alert. Every man has been briefed. Except that frog man, Baker.
Hasn't Baker checked in yet?
Well, Lieutenant Allen saw him and told him to report to me, and then he just vanished. Waiter, where are you going? Serve the juice. Commander. Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Oh, no, senor. Capitan. No, no speak English. Yo hablo español. Spanish, yes. English, no. Oui, the sea.
Very strange. You know, I seldom forget a face. Were you ever in the South Pacific? Yes?
Captain, sir, this message was delivered to the duty officer.
I've just had a narrow escape.
Okay, but I found your clothes.
You did? Oh, I'll never forget you for this, Dennis. Where are they?
I put them back at the barracks. We'd better hurry, because everybody on the base is looking for Mr. Baker on account of a captain who's plenty mad at him.
That isn't all the captain's mad about. Let's go.
I'll go inside and change my clothes. You stay out here and warn me if anyone's coming.
Okay, Mr. Wilson. Hurry!
Oh, hello, Lieutenant.
I knew you'd have to get back here sometime. Why didn't you report to Captain Stone like I told you?
Oh, I just left the captain, sir.
Oh, well, then he briefed you for the demolition job.
No, he... Well, he was very busy, and I didn't want to disturb him. Lieutenant, there's been a terrible mistake.
Look, Baker, I'm going to report you to the officer of the day, unless you get right over there. I put your gear in my truck. Come on, you can change on the way over.
But, Lieutenant...
What's the matter with you, Baker? You act like you didn't want to do this job.
Oh, I give that impression, do I? Oh, will this day never end?
Okay, Mr. Winter.
All right, Sonny, what are you doing around here?
I'm a friend of a friend of the captain's.
Young man, would you like my autograph?
Your autograph? Oh, sure.
Come on, Baker. Save that autograph stuff for later.
Yes, sir. There you are, young man.
Thanks, Mr. Baker. Good luck.
Thank you. I'll need it.
Let's go, Baker. Put your gear in here. You get changed while I drive.
Follow that truck? Boy, being in the Navy sure keeps a guy busy. Clothes.
Oh, never mind, Dennis.
What are you doing in that outfit, Mr. Wilson? Are you going skin diving?
No, I am not.
Well, you better get changed.
It's no use. I'm trapped. They could throw me in the brig for 6 months unless I go through with this. Oh, it looks like my only way out is to dive off that submarine.
What do you do then, Mr. Wilson?
Oh. You see those palm trees on the beach?
Yeah.
Take my clothes, and I'll make a swim for it. Hurry now, hurry, hurry. Who was that?
Some kid, sir. Wanted my autograph.
You know, you've given me a bad time today, Baker. I hope you realize that.
Sorry, Captain.
I wanted to go over this assignment with you thoroughly, so there'd be no possibility of error.
Yes, sir.
Haven't we met somewhere?
No, sir.
No. Oh, no, we haven't.
Well, then get along.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
No.
Demolition charge is planted out there 100 yards. It's all set to go at 1,500. That will signal the greatest show of deterrent firepower the Navy's ever had. What in tarnation is that thing doing here? Is he trying to foul us up? Now, as I was saying, Baker, you were selected because you were the best man for the job, right? Yeah.
Now, all systems are go. You have exactly 20 minutes.
Baker reporting, sir.
Baker? They flew me over from UDT.
Sorry if I'm late, sir.
Well, if you're Baker, who is that?
Search me.
Well, I'll certainly find out.
The cabbie. Now I remember. Colonel.
John Wilson.
No, impersonating a Navy man.
So long, Stubby. Come back here, you idiot.
Want me to get him, sir?
No, you've got to get ready to set off the demolition charge in 15 minutes. Get into your suit.
He's already in it.
idiot is done. He set off the charge 15 minutes ahead of time.
The goner. I got tangled up in a lot of wires or seaweed or something, and then there was this terrible explosion.
That's what started everything. Boy, I'll bet the Navy gives you a medal.
I don't want a medal, Dennis. I just want to get into my clothes and go home. Why didn't I recognize that man Wilson the moment I saw him? What is he doing here? Now I know. He deliberately planned this diabolical scheme just to ruin my day. I'll kill him.
Captain Stone's office. Just a moment, please. It's the Admiral, sir.
The Admiral? Well, this is the end. Captain Stone speaking, sir.
I wish you could have heard the Admiral congratulate me, Lieutenant.
That's great, sir.
Hear this telegram from the Navy Department. What you did makes our day even more successful. It points out the fact that the Navy, always on the alert, can go into action without even a moment's notice. Congratulations on a job well done.
That's wonderful, sir.
You know something, Lieutenant? That sneaky Wilson actually did me a service.
Poor guy. I wonder if he ever knew what hit him.
I said, I hate to admit it, that Wilson was a good sailor. I hope they give him a proper Navy burial.
It sure has been a fun day, huh, Mr. Wilson?
Speak for yourself, boy.
Yes, we were frantic. Are you sure you feel like driving, John?
I feel fine now, Eloise. And Ted is out of trouble because no one will ever know how we got on the base. Good old Stubby Stone. I'll never forget the look on his face when I spilled juice on him.
Where do you think you're going?
Where do you think you're going, Lord Ted?
Hey, what do you think you're doing backing out of there all day?
Oh, stop it!
Wilson,
I thought you were at the bottom of...
Bottom of what?
Why do you back up?
My life is not worth a bottom.
How did you ever get to be a captain?
I earned my captain.
You
that's what I did.
Who is he?
There's a captain's insignia on the car. That must be Mr. Wilson's old shipmate, Captain Stone. You know something? There's always so much going on in the Navy. I can't wait to get old and join.
Screen Gems, film...